Chapter 3. Peace Offerings. If someone in presenting a peace offering makes his offering from the herd, he may offer before the Lord either a male or a female animal, but it must be without blemish. He shall lay his hand on the head of his offering, and then slaughter it at the entrance of the meeting tent. But Aaron's sons, the priests, shall splash its blood on the sides of the altar. From the peace offering he shall offer as an oblation to the Lord the fatty membrane over the inner organs, and all the fat that adheres to them, as well as the two kidneys with the fat on them near the loins, and the lobe of the liver, which he shall sever above the kidneys. All this Aaron's sons shall then burn on the altar with the holocaust, on the wood over the fire, as a sweet-smelling oblation to the Lord. If the peace offering he presents to the Lord is from the flock, he may offer either a male or a female animal, but it must be without blemish. If he presents a lamb as his offering, he shall bring it before the Lord, and after laying his hand on the head of his offering, he shall slaughter it before the meeting tent. But Aaron's sons shall splash its blood on the sides of the altar. As an oblation to the Lord, he shall present the fat of the peace offering, the whole fatty tail which he must sever close to the spine, the fatty membrane over the inner organs, and all the fat that adheres to them, as well as the two kidneys, with the fat on them near the loins, and the lobe of the liver, which he must sever above the kidneys. All this the priest shall burn on the altar as the food of the Lord's oblation. If he presents a goat, he shall bring it before the Lord, and after laying his hand on its head, he shall slaughter it before the meeting tent. But Aaron's sons shall splash its blood on the sides of the altar. From it he shall offer as an oblation to the Lord the fatty membrane over the inner organs, and all the fat that adheres to them, as well as the two kidneys, with the fat on them near the loins, and the lobe of the liver, which he must sever above the kidneys. All this the priest shall burn on the altar as the food of the sweet-smelling oblation. All the fat belongs to the Lord. This shall be a perpetual ordinance for your descendants, wherever they may dwell. You shall not partake of any fat or any blood.